Blog Talk Radio.
I feel hurting inside. I am hurting inside. But first of all, you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio and the Cosmic Philosopher. I am the host, Tim Aldred. Yeah, so I am explaining that I am hurting inside. And there are several different types of things that can cause me to hurt. But as you know, in the limited mind of a human being, you can only deliver just so much at one time. And, you know, I think when we hurt, it seems like everything cannot hurt us at the same time. So when we are hurting, we cannot think that we are being hurt of everything, but certain things that you're conscious of. That hurts you. So we express the pain of certain things, because it's not so arranged that we can be thinking every problem at the same time. So that's basically what I want to explain on that point, that when I think of certain things and take a good observation of the things that I'm thinking about, and let's say of, you know, the size and the effect of such a thing, and such as something like that is affecting me now, and let me see if I can explain what is hurting me right now. It is because I realize certain problem that has been in the world before I was born. I am born in it and oblivious to it, meaning I don't discover it throughout my early years, because I have not developed that knowledge, because my parents were Christians. And when you're a Christian, you are lost. And the idea that Jesus came into the world to give salvation is not true. Just not true. And it is going to be difficult for certain people to not see any sense in what I'm saying, because what they become aware of as salvation through Jesus Christ, they are bound to think that way and have a conviction that holds them to believe that. Well, so was I. That for certain amount of time, I only think of God who rolled the thunder. I only think that he begot a son, because that's very what the Bible teaches us, and that is what is in my mind as a belief. And think it makes every sense, because there's nothing else in my mind that is telling me anything else, so that I may see a contrast between that and this. There was not that contrast in my mind. And what is really bothering me now specifically is the fact that this the information in history about BC era and AD Anno Domini, let's look at that. For a long time I knew about BC era and AD era, but I never get the full sense of what both indication mean. Now I develop a better sense of reading and command of what information I read. I understand much more about the meaning of words and how when we read things, they are to affect us. It has to be meaningful. But if we are believing things that we read, we don't get a knowledge sense of it, it doesn't really help us. And some things don't hurt as bad. The less you know, the less you're affected. The more you know, the more you're affected, either positive or negative. So what is bothering me right now is the fact that history is telling me about the gods, the Elohim. And sad to say, a lot of us know about the word Elohim and read randomly about gods. But at a certain stage, I didn't know the difference between each other, BC or AD. I didn't know the real meaning of civilization, but I did have some perception of what the word civilization means. That was not my reading knowledge of civilization. It was what I hear people say. And I do not mean just little people scatter around. I mean in a more higher level of the meaning of civilization. People in the highest form or level of consciousness, of when you read, people in business, people who know a lot of things, but yet still, they don't know what civilization is. And you know why I can say that? It is because they never do or say things that tribe or amounts to this, the real meaning of civilization. Because civilization, as I hear people talk about it and behave and their behavior to it, comes from what you understand in the Bible and don't have a knowledge of the Bible. Because if you were to have real knowledge of the Bible, when I say you, I mean in my time when I did believe, why we did not understand civilization that we get from the Bible is simply because the Bible doesn't follow history, impart to us the real meaning of civilization. That's the problem. Because this is going to sound strange, but understanding is what take away the biblical teaching God make heaven and the earth, he and his son Jesus. And those things are just not true. Since I began to read cognitively sober, by knowledge, if you understand what I'm saying. And because we follow the Bible about God, our begotten Son, and Jesus, and those things are lies, we cannot be civilized like that. Never. We will always be thinking along the line of the Bible and Jesus, and things that are that have no basis of a God or salvation. What the Bible is calling Jesus Christ and his blood and stuff, those things are not true. And, you know, it's like about a good 50 years or so. I believe that. Because what? All the little reading I was doing was not opening my eye to proper word usage. And so, the people with, you know, university and college graduate certificate, if they when they read of Genesis in the Bible is the first book, and as you know, when you read any book and you read the first chapter, by the time you read the first chapter, you get the foundation of the book, because they cannot go down in the midstream of the story you're reading for you to get the basic context of what you're reading. So, here is what I am saying. From my heart, I have a knowledge now of reading and following what you read. By knowledge, not belief. Anyhow, you are reading the Bible and just on the terms of believing what you are hearing. When you read it, what your knowledge is saying to you, right? It consists of a certain context of hearing, although it's you reading it, right? But a certain context of you hearing yourself, the words are talking to you. So it's a spiritual hearing that you're hearing the word and understanding what you read. Okay? And if you are only believing it, because if somebody asks you about it, you cannot bring the tangible substance. You cannot bring tangible substance out of it. So, I think somebody, I know for sure, by what I know about the way we as civilized people go about things we hear and how we observe things. thanks to the gods, we are getting some shower rain. Okay. So the hurt that I am feeling is from my reading, understanding that civilization. I'm reading a book that most people are not aware of such a book, because the Bible is what we believe in and live by it. Well, I live by it for many years, from a child until I grew up and turned an adult. Getting to this level of understanding white people and African ethnic people, there's hardly anybody who understands who white people are, from African people who are Chinese, Indian, and stuff like that. You know, we are not even close to understanding it. So this is what is hurting me, because let me tell you this. When I read about how we African people were created, it is not close to what the Bible says about in Adam and Eve. And remember this. Think about what I'm saying. We come from Adam and Eve. We African people come from Adam and Eve. But white people don't come from Adam and Eve. Now, this is what is hurting me. And when I hear Biden or Trump speak, it hurts me. And why it hurts so much? It is because when I used to read the Bible and go to church, my understanding is not of knowledge. It was always of what I believe. Okay? When you only stay where you believe something that is progressive, I think if you have someone who make you a promise and describe and tell you what you're going to get, what they're going to give you and stuff like that, whether or not what stage you are dealing with somebody, tell you something that you believe and you're depending on what they say. The progress, how long is it going to take? Now, that's kind of different from why you go to church and listen to the sermons and stuff like that. That is not something that you expect to come to fruition in another week or two or even a few years. You know, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. No, that is something to keep you until you're dead. And if you don't get knowledge of something, your life is stuck in belief. Because belief, you know, when you go to school, you start reading from your textbook, let's say you absorb what the book say and you're going to do an exam from it. Look at what I'm saying. You don't have to believe nothing. You want to memorize this thing. Let's say if you're a lawyer and you want to pass an exam to be a lawyer, right? And you're reading the book to them now to go take your exam. You only want to memorize those things. Of course, you may be thinking that the things are true because you have reality in what you're doing, and you think that, okay, these information that you're getting, it is to keep you functioning in the line of that field of work, right? However, but you don't too concerned about that. Because that is an assumption that you hold, whether those things will be true or not, but you have reason to think they are true, and when you apply them, they will work good, right? I am trying to differentiate the attitude that you take to a textbook. It's not nonfiction, you know, it's literal thing, because you're going to go into this field and you have to apply those things to what you do. And if you're not applying them right, you're going to have a problem, right? So, you know, there is that level of understanding about something that makes sense and will work. Right. But in the case of the Bible that you read about, God in the made Adam and Eve in the garden, something like that. When will you ever get to a place where you know that those things there are true? Long before you're dead. When? When along the line will you in lifetime get to know a knowledge thing? That just as though there are places that people go in this world, you know, maybe for a vacation or stuff like that, or otherwise. You have to have a knowledge. You're not assuming that. If you're going to a place, you're not assuming that. Not unless you're going for the first time and somebody give you direction how to get there. You depend on the direction. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you settle down in the church. First of all, you go into the church on the basis of belief. Okay? You think there is salvation in Jesus Christ. But of the belief in Jesus Christ and believe in salvation, which one of them can you look at the world around you and connect Jesus Christ or the notion of salvation, that Jesus died on the cross for your sin? But long before you would want to come to a knowledge of Jesus Christ, you'd have to come through Genesis creation story first, because that's the foundation. If you don't settle the Genesis creation story about Adam and Eve in a garden, you can't settle anything else that would be fact to lead you into the kingdom of God that you believe in. You have to deal with Genesis first. And Genesis creation story pertain to God and his son Jesus Christ that make the heaven and the earth and put Adam and Eve on the earth in the garden. Now, which time in your life will you be able to say, you know that God is real and Jesus is real, just like you know about getting on the plane and fly to London or someplace in the U.S. or stuff like that. You know the place and you know where you're going. Right? So if you've been going to places in the context of what I'm saying, there was the first time. Right? If you don't born at the place, these are the places you go. You go there a first time. Either somebody take you with them, or you just get the direction and go to the place yourself. Knowledge and belief is two different things. And you probably don't care what I'm saying. But if you are to be serious and know what it is to have knowledge of something, like you go to school, you read the textbook, you know, your examiner is going to tell you, or your, you know, your teacher is going to tell you, all right, what chapter you're going to read and the story that you're going to deal with, right? Now, you are learning, you're getting knowledge from what you're reading, because what you're reading is not fiction. It is something that is going to give you a sense of knowledge about things in general. That is not belief, because the textbook that you're reading is giving you a knowledge of things that knowledge is going to take you into knowing things, right? If you learn to do mathematics, mathematics is not fiction. It is non-fiction. And it is going to get into your brain, and it's going to give you what we call knowing. It's different from when, if you were just going to school and you weren't paying attention to what you're doing and stuff, you're not going to do well. No. Mm-mm. People out there that are doing well in what they have learned in school, if you didn't go there, you go to Harvard or one of these universities, you're not coming out believing everything in the world. No. Mm-mm. There is a way to know things different from when you're believing something. All right. I want to show you this. Believing in things that you really don't have a knowledge sense, a knowing of it. Even the nonfiction that you read, if you don't get a knowing of what you read, so you can go anywhere and perform, you're not going anywhere. And the next thing is, if that thing that you read is not true and you did not find out it wasn't true, because, you know, even that textbook that you're going to read to do your exam, you have to have a sense of knowledge to know whether or not what you're reading makes sense. Okay? If you don't know if what you're reading make sense, which means if it is nonfiction, if it makes allusion to something that you should be able to, like, go out and make a living off of it. That's not something you believe that take you there. It's your sense of knowing. So, my friends, if you learn something that is not true, and you go out and you act upon it, like you believe in God, God who begot a son, do you have any knowledge that God does exist? Now, even to the case where the Bible says God is a spirit, but what your common sense tell you to make you be certain that there is a real God that did it? What are you going to use? Because you can look around and say, God make the heaven and the earth and all this kind of stuff and thing. But it says more than that. It says other things in the Bible, what God says. He says God make the heaven and the earth. He and his son make Adam and Eve in the garden. What about things that God say in the Bible about Adam and Eve? Since we come from Adam and Eve now, you got to take this a practical knowledge about the God that make Adam and Eve as human being. They are not spirit being. They are only spirit in the body, in the flesh. So we're not talking about that. We are talking about when you read the Bible about God, let's say God begot a son and his name is Jesus. Have you read anything that your common sense, we call it, will be able to look in the Bible then and see that God is real? Because from what God did, come right on down to what we now see around us and find out that when you pray, your prayers stand and bear fruit with this God and this Jesus. Everything you read in the Bible about God and Jesus and he begot his son. But there has to be a place in the Bible, and there would be a place in the Bible that tells us directly the place where God begot his son. Because we African people, we have books that tells us differently from what the Bible is saying. Our history don't tell us that white people come from, are created by our creator gods. No. World history textbooks show that they left Africa as, not as human beings. White people are not human beings, according to world history. And that's world history. It's telling us two things, unless these white people write things in there that are not true, and they do, okay? But we're talking about piece of writing is consistent. It tells you about something, and it shows you how that thing is true. It will point you to something that make your sense identify that it is true. Just like you know how to find a place. And you can tell somebody how to find that place. All right. Bring this home to what I am saying now and how we put this on the chopping block and see where we are with our believing in things and our knowledge in things. So I am saying now, you read the Bible. And your knowledge of words is what is going to let you know whether or not you're reading fictional story or non-fiction story. You're reading something that happened, and even if the person deceased and gone, but you're reading about that person dead and gone, you should be able to find out that this was a real person one time. That's the reason why autobiography is what a person writes of themselves when they are alive. Right? Biography is what someone writes of someone else. And you can always tell by the words that this is true, because you cannot hold logical consistency of something together, because you're going to have from the motion that is acted out. There is the world as it sets up is not going to allow you to write a full, well-rounded, realistic story. You can't write fiction like that, because you will have to write things that the person actually did. You can't assume a lot of things if you're going to like write nonfiction. So you're going to find out somewhere in the Bible then if the Bible is real nonfiction. You won't find that it says God is perfect and then you can find out that no. By words, we don't find that the God in the Bible exists. You know, something else exists, but not a God in the Bible. Because you find lies in there. The reason why we don't find lies at a certain time is that we believe. For the time that we are believing the Bible, we will not see lies in the Bible. And it's the reason why white people get into trouble long time ago and begin to write Bible now and give it to us African people, and they use their bad blood and destroy our brain. That's the reason why today we don't know ourselves. We don't know we're properly. We kind of hear about Africa and stuff like that, but you know, a lot of us who come to the Western Hemisphere don't really have a sound mind, logical, factual mind about Africa, because the things that constitute Africa product of living things, a lot of us can't get along with that. A lot of us couldn't care whether or not Africa exists, because we don't understand what is written of Africa. We don't. So here we are. Here we are believing the things in the Bible. Hurts me is that the Bible is used to destroy we Africans who have a whole bunch of diseases long before we were born here, going way back to our ancestors.
After we were created 100,000 years, we were healthy, healthy people. But when some began to leave Africa and come to the Western Hemisphere, we got adversary. And these are the white people. Today you cannot tell them that they are not human beings. But it is our blood they use and crossbreed into becoming homosexuals. When I see that African people no longer connect to the history of the Elohim gods who came to earth, set up the big calendar, the solar calendar, with the 12 houses of the zodiac. Now, does the AD and Adamani calendar connect? They only use it to suit themselves. But they don't go along with the virtue of the calendar of the Elohim gods. There is nothing at all that you could hold on to in the white people calendar. And if you've been reading history consistently and see what history says, you cannot accept the AD and Adamani calendar. Because these are homosexuals. Look, if they come from primates millions of years ago, 3.5 million years ago, they leave Africa long before gods came to earth, long before, of course, if the gods came to earth, you know, before us, because they created us. They didn't create us out in Nibiru. They created us in South Africa. Whether or not anybody wants to accept that, but that's the fact in reading history. So I don't really concern myself with what anybody who don't read the history of the world, of humanity, of the gods, and read when primates came upon the earth, right? And when the other microscopic things first came on the earth. That is after the water receded, right? Microscopic things came about for 3.7 billion years. Well, that's what I see there, and it, whether or not it is correct, but that's the figure. Of time, billions of years, microscopic things were the life form on earth, nobody, nothing else. Now, if that is not true, I don't know about that. And if anybody know that is not true, I would like to hear from them, because then I would respect that I don't know everything, and what I know now, it's knowledge to me, because it has background, it has things for me to hold on to that is not just intangible, but I have tangible things to hold on to. All right? So what I'm saying to you now is that if we don't know that the earth had been covered with water, well, we don't know anything to really, you know, it's not that you don't know some knowledge or something like that, but you don't know the context on which human life came about. You don't know that. That's what is bothering me right now, because these white people that you see here, read the World History textbook, Glencoe. And I shouldn't have to tell anybody to go read it. But guess what? I cannot do that because I didn't know the value of a world history textbook. Because I grew up in a slavery country, Jamaica. And my parents, they barely learned to read and write, but they didn't have any academic knowledge to pass on to us. No. They sent us to, you know, to school to go learn to read. Yeah. However, I'm saying that I didn't get good knowledge of the world at school, at none of them. They didn't even have the discipline to at least see to it that I get a good elementary education. No, I didn't even get that. Because, I mean, who was there as teacher didn't have the training to know how to teach children. And very few of us, learn much of anything. But I know I was far from learning what I should have been taught. So I am saying to you, because we have infected with the white people monkey blood from 100,000 years ago. That's why we don't know no better than going to church. That's a fact. Right now, these white people would run away from us if we knew the history, the prehistory of the Mesopotamian and the Sumerian. If we know our history like them, these white people would not be among us. And that is the truth. It is the truth. We don't know if we are going or coming. And our people shun away from the things that I am talking about. They don't want to hear what I am talking about. They believe in Jesus. And I can show you where we fail now, because we don't think white people infect us with disease, do we? Or many of us? Maybe some, a few. It is a fact. What is hurting me? It is a fact that I have to tell the truth about myself, because I grew up, and at age 7, I want to follow believe in Jesus and follow the Lord. Yeah, that's what happened. Today I'm seeing 5-year-old little boys turn preacher in Jesus. You know, I when I look and see the parents are preaching, and their little 5-year-old now gone into the ministry. Yeah, at age 7 they become, licensed preacher and all that. And when I see these things bother me, it bothers me, because at my time, at age 7, I don't know what I am thinking. I don't understand anything when I'm expressing I want to be Christian. But all the deacon, my parents, all of them are happy to see me want to baptize at age 7. And I don't know from, they say, Bullfort. You hear me? And how, I'm telling you how we come to be the way we are. 100,000 years. This is so long ago. And because we don't even know where we get the disease from, as far as I grew up and see, we don't know where we get these diseases from. Otherwise, my parents would have tell us something about that. They don't know. But I come to know how. I'm reading, and I found out. It's history. And these white people take control of our lives. So that civilization, as I was saying to you, we don't know what civilization is. Civilization that gives us 365 days a year, and everything along this line we get from the Elohim gods. They are not ghosts. They are actual beings. We get their blood mixed with a sapien species. 250,000 years ago. That was when our earthling species came up in Africa. That's like 3 to 4 million years before our sapien, 250,000 years ago, came up in Africa. These white people ancestors are coming from way back, millions of years ago. We are coming from a species called sapien, 250,000 years ago. Do you understand that? I'm telling you that from the history. And who want to hear that? No, because Jesus is in your heart. But before Jesus came, was his father who say he begot that son. Where in the Bible do you prove that God begot a son? Cannot be proven. And they compile lies upon lies about God. God say, he's sorry, make man. That God for you? Hello? That is the God they say make Adam and Eve in a garden. That's not true. Nothing you're reading there, you can prove it to be true. And things can be proven true or untrue by those same words you're reading. These white people are saying they have government. Where did government come from? They are homosexual. So where do they get these type of things from? When they follow us around, come into the Western world, and when did they come? They come long after they take our blood and crossbreed with it and establish a sodomite culture. That's them. That's the truth about white people, the Trump and the Biden and the rest of them. They are the first to kill the Chinese and the Indians and the rest of us. They are the first to drop the bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Them. You see what I mean? And it is us they learn everything from. Because in their time, 3 to 4 million years, when they were going up, leaving Africa and going up into Europe, the history described them, what they were when they were going up, right? So they, you know, they are above the kind of monkeys that we see here today, right? But they could only make stone tools. they were far away from being human, but now we find out something about them, that they could use our blood and reproduce a seed, a child. They use our blood. Yes. And then eventually build up a civilization. Not civilization, because they are not civilized. Sorry about that. They are culture. Yeah. They raise up a culture. So all of those monkeys of their ancestors, dead out and gone. And they had a subgroup called Homo erectus. And it is dear Homo erectus. You don't hear this thing altogether yet. I'm telling you more. That Homo, the Homo erectus first caught our subgroup Neanderthals. People hardly know anything about this. It's because I read it and I am obsessed with it. And I know that I have to tell it because somebody will have a chance at hearing and they could get drawn to become obsessed with a story about us and them. And for us to know the difference and know what happened, to know what they did to us. So, civilization did not come to earth by them. It come by the gods. 450,000 years ago. Right? 450,000 years ago. And my friends, this is what is causing us to go backward. And these white sodomite homosexuals, all of them are homosexual. All of them, if you see some of them today, we are not into homosexual, but they come from the culture that they come from. But they, since they met us, began to change themselves to look like and to be like human being. And this is what is dragging us down into the mud. Because our brain is messed up long time before we were born. Okay, so what the gods brought to earth as civilization, go into Europe, not into Europe, but go into South Africa. And you can see where they live long before any civilization came to earth. They are the first to bring civilization here. And civilization means brain. And what brain does, make things. And that's how civilization came on this earth. Now, these homosexuals follow us all around the world and take away what we have. Go and learn language and everything, because I tell you, it's our blood. That is a mixed blood. We come from mixed blood. We have the earthling sapien and the blood of the gods, and we have it in writing clear and plain that the gods mixed the blood and created a primitive worker. These white people are telling us all kind of nonsense, and we accept it. We accept it because we don't know no better. That's not where we come from, my friend. So it is bothering me when I see what the situation is. When there's hardly any African person know what I am saying. I'm not bragging about anything Because you know what? I am so thankful that through the mercies of the plan of the Elohim, somebody like me, growing up into poverty, growing up under the oppression of these sodomites, because it's our blood turned them into sodomites, because they were monkeys and they didn't invent anything, they didn't know anything besides make stone tools. Now it is our blood that they come and take and make up, like I say, a culture. And history tells us that two opposite taxonomic blood must not meet, because it creates a problem. Look at the problem these white people are created and make you think that, oh, them have laws to go around and kill us, take away everything we have. They have a say they have law now. And before we chase these people out with the truth, no, we don't know no better. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But right now, we think that we're okay. Can't you see? We think we're okay. But I can assure you, there's nobody out there in the world can face me and debunk what I say. Nobody. Because I am sure it is a special thing for me with the kind of attitude I have. I'm not running chasing any money. But that's all our people know today, is to chase money. You see what I mean? But money come from our hand and them steal it. Because not even Africa, where our government headquarter is, they are nothing anymore. These white people controlling them. You ever hear that Africa could seek independence from them? Can't you see why? Yeah, they are teaching us about God. And how God created the heaven and the earth. And Nagaso, these guys are homosexual. And remember what makes homosexuals. Homosexuals in the Bible, for the first time, written that a city of homosexual come down upon Lot and want to knock off the rinch off his door to get out two visitors that he had in there, male visitors. It is said they were the gods still on earth at that time. And they go after Lot. You see, and Lot is the nephew of Abraham. And these people now are writing Bible about Abraham and all this whole bunch of monkey business. And we can't stop them. We go on now into Jesus. And it is such a monkey business to believe in Jesus. Because where the white people teaching come from is after they now take our blood and they become homosexuals and they follow us everywhere we go and set up our institution. They come there and they learn everything. And I can show in the World History textbook where they come and learn from us and come to what they are here today. I tell you about 509 BC. If you can find that these white people did anything political before 509 BC, let me know. You see, it's our stuff they steal and remove everything that is civilized and upright from us and begin to tell us that, you know, Jesus come to die for sin. It's a story that they make up. Homosexuals. That's who we are following. That's what is bothering me. I feel bad. You know, and feel like I am bound in the flesh like them. I don't want that. I do not want that. Because there is better for us. Is better for us. And so, before I lose more time, I want to like go and at least do what I am to do with what is. Somebody may be out there and say, well, you know, the title of the show, they want to hear something. Elohim Kingship Symposium Order, AD, Gay Forces Invasion Out Gaza, Palestine. They are out there calling themselves Israel. If you know the story, you would cry to know that they follow us after thousands of years into these same settlements that they are in today. Remember I told you about Rome, where they make the home of the Pope and call it Rome, 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 Roman Catholic and Roman this and Roman that. It's our character they are using and lie, because now they get our blood. They take everything from us. And because like I'm telling you, these were just pure monkey. And they were not homosexual when they were monkeys. No. They were not. Now, you think that I am here talking this kind of stuff. And they are out there talking what and what they can do with us. Yeah. They're out there talking about what and what they can do with us. Because you see that embassy that they have there? Now, we are people that are federal judge in this homosexual church and about Jesus and the millions of us preaching Jesus. It's sad. So how close are we to getting these sodomites out? I tell you what, as far as we are concerned, now that hope is not close to us, but to the gods who want us to get out of this dilapidated monkey zone, they will do it in time. They're going to do it in time, but not without some of us change. At least residue of us must change. We got to change. I want to thank you for tuning into the program and those of you who listen. I'm saying it because all of my heart is in what I'm saying. And I am one person that I know, come on radio. I don't say that other people may not, but I'm saying I don't know any who come on radio and take out your two quarters and run a program. It's not for free. I pay for it. When I start on this, I start with, they can start you on this radio for free. 30 minutes. So if anybody out there want to come on and endure these monkeys radio, you know. Yeah, 30 minutes. Later on would not suffice the what I think is reasonable time for me to spend talking, because talking for 30 minutes, you can talk a lot of things, but how often are you going to be able to press 15 minutes into what you would like to say? No, I'd like people to come here and talk, you know, for time, satisfactory time, and, you know, and until it is okay. But 30 minutes would not be okay all the time for me or for free. So I feel justify paying. You know, you can, I pay them here like about close to what? Yeah, per month. Yeah, I'm paying almost what? No, I don't want to miss what I'm saying. Yeah, I think it's almost $100 a month, somewhere there. But I'm telling you, I like to do without something that I can afford, right? I can afford doing without what I'm paying for it. Otherwise, I couldn't pay for it. But it doesn't mean that I have so much surplus over that. No, I mean, I could buy some other things I want, but this is what I want, you know, for what I'm paying. And they rob me. They are robbing me. They are mistreating me on here because they think they own us. And they think I am not supposed to speak for us. Okay? These monkeys. White people are monkeys. Okay? And they want to, like, stop me from saying the things I'm saying here. But let me tell you something. They don't know me. They don't know me like I know them. They kill so many people, but, you know, I they can fool around with me, and all it does, it bring them to the precipice of the monkeys offspring, because that's what white people are. They want us to think that we are the one who are the monkeys, but that's not true. Going to the world is a textbook where presentation is made about us and them. And you will see who is the monkey in the world is a textbook. All right. Elohim Kingship Symposium. Let's have a symposium. Yes? And not fool ourselves doing all kind of a nonsense and talk nonsense. Let's get the truth. Yes. Let's have a symposium. Because it would suit and benefit a lot of us. A symposium to talk about the facts about these white people and where they coming from. Where we coming from. Let's talk about it. Because right now, nobody not talking about it. No. Nobody not talking about it. And it's not that some of us not talking certain things, but hey, we wouldn't be here till now with the Colin Powell and Jesse Jackson and Hal Sharpton and, you know, all of these folks don't accumulate much, okay? Especially as to bring out the historic fact where these people kill us. You don't even hear them talking about how they kill us in Holocaust and all that. Them talk about themselves and said they are Jews, okay? Say them are Israelites. and they are neither any of those things. But our brain is not functioning now to see. You will go to their university. You'll go to their university and come out and go preach Jesus Christ, because what? Your eye never come open to realize that Jesus Christ's story is a monkey story. Yes, that's right. That's what it is. Now, there's no stopping me from saying what I'm saying. Whether or not they decide to cut me off from YouTube, they can cut me off from YouTube. I was on Facebook, and they threw me out of Facebook and said they will never open up my account again. I go on, and I am I'm wearing the rest of them out now, that they will find out what damage I am doing. I'm kicking them out of our territory. That's what I'm doing. Okay? For Christianity have nothing to do with us. AD and Adamani have nothing to do with us. They can, cut me off and tell me about, I am talking saying bad things. I can't say bad things about them because they are criminals. They invade us and do all these nasty hominids, monkey thing to us. We don't do them anything. And they want to come here and tell us that this is their country and stuff like that. That's not true. That's not true. And they're going to feel the pangs of it. They are feeling the pangs of it already. Our people are helping to keep them up into this monkey business that's going on. But since their eyes not open, that's all they know to do what they're doing. But they did not bring civilization here. What they are doing is using our civilization to do their sodomite monkey things. And therefore, the fact that what I'm saying is universal fact, they can fool around and kid around with me, because I am not a violent person, but spiritually, I am a knockout, because I know the history. I know the history. And they are not human beings, and that's what they want the entire world to think. They are not. Okay? And like I tell you, if you see them do something political before, the day before 509 BC, let me see it, because it doesn't happen. It does not happen. Everything they steal from us, every place they steal and overthrow us, they stay there till right now, because they don't have any sense to know that when you're stealing things, you don't stay on the property where you steal. Find some way of doing away with it and go about your business. But no, they stand up right there. These are the worst sort of beings, and they are the only kind, because when they were monkeys, it doesn't say that they were homosexuals. But since they get our blood and begin to become flat face, changed from their flat face man of Kenya, this is how they begin to behave like they are human being. Because they use our blood to speak, to learn language, to learn all kind of, trade, skills, because they were only stone tools. You can prove it in the worst, in the Glencoe World History textbook. These people, It tells you who they are. But since they use the disease into our brain, we're not up to it. And that's what happened. Any one of us come to our senses, they be gone. They will be gone. And this is what is happening now. And it just need for us to wake up. All right. Here is this next few paragraphs I want to read to you. See what they are doing there now over there and calling themselves Jews. Right? And what kind of people they used to call they call us again? Of one of the language that the African people used to speak. And they always Semitic. There's no part of these monkeys are Semitic, are Jews. They used to call us in their own Bible 2,000 years ago. They call us Jews and Semitic people. Read the Bible good and you will see who were Semitic and Jews 2,000 years ago. It's not them. But anything we have, any old drawers, they take it and put it on. It's not theirs, but hey, yeah, they turn it into something else. They make a counterfeit and take it for themselves. Look and see, when they were going from Africa into Europe, who were they? Homo erectus. That's what they were. That is 1.5 million years ago when they're going into Europe, man. And they come here now because of all these diseases, the monkey disease that we have here. We don't know, we get it. And here we are now. Now, they take over our institution for themselves. And we can't kick them out of it because they are making a world for themselves. Cleave bubble world and government for themselves. None of it is true. They can't use any of it as a civilized institution, saving what they are doing now. But when it comes to research, where civilization come from, it wouldn't be them. Because Europe is still not a civilized country. Read in the World History textbook, and Europe, as it is right now, it has never been a civilized country because no civilized being ever go there and settle down. You see what I mean? And this is what is happening here today. We don't have people to stand up easily, root them out of here because our ancestors are responsible for what we are suffering from today. All right? So it is true that when our eye open, they won't be around us because we won't be going there to talk about we're working for them, we turn this and that for them. No, they're not supposed to be among us, these hate white-looking people calling themselves human beings. They're not. They're trying to dispossess us and call themselves by our species name. That's what they are in the process of doing right now. Saying either, because they never hear anything like this before. But it is true. What I'm saying is true. You see what I mean? And there's no backing down from me. I don't want anything from them. And I'm going to tell the truth just the way it is. Right? We don't fuck us all. Okay? And this is clear. They are pretending like they don't fuck us all and put up all kind of little different groups all over the place like it's not them. A WPL, what G or what them call it, homosexual. They're going like it's just a little group of them. No, but from way up in the top, we're talking about the rough child and all these kind of a child. You hear me? None of them. If you should know what is in the world, is a textbook on these people, you would cry. You would mourn. Because they are body fuckers right now. Behaving like they're clean. Yeah, they're pretending. These are homosexual, my friends. There's nothing else about that. So, they don't want no talk like this. So, they think to shut down what I'm saying is the way to go. They're sad about that. They're sorry. They are sorry people. Because when they write me and warning me that they may cut me off, I move forward. Because you know what? I know what I am up to. I know what I am up to. They like to kill us. They won't be able to kill us forever. They kill four of their president. Now, remember, when they were apes, when they were monkeys, they were not homosexual. Our blood that they take and make them into homosexual, that is what make them gay. There is nothing else for that. Every one of them, it doesn't matter how you see they look like, and they're marrying. You search and see if they used to marry people in Europe. No! Because if they were marrying based upon how the gods institute marriage for indigenous people, then they would be civilized. But they are not civilized. They run away from Europe or any other country. Europe is the leading one. They don't have anything. No civilization established in Europe. Never, ever. It's not in the World History textbook. What government is in the World History textbook? Africa. Africa. But since we don't know. But now I'm talking about, they're just looking at it like, oh, it's just one little guy over there making noise. I'm making noise, all right. But my noise have substance. It does. You see? And when I respond to them, they want to hear what I say. Yes. When they hear what I say, and I keep on going on. Then they come back again and warn me what and what and what. Now, they can go ahead and do it. Right? They have done it before. But I'm not depending on myself because myself is not able to do anything. It's not given to myself to do anything, but it is given to me to talk. Yeah? All right, and my talk, you know, consists of energy, and that is what they are to reckon with, because they may think every day is paradise. It's not going to be so, because Sodom and Gomorrah was once destroyed before, and a second one is promised, and they are the ones to inherit it. All of the things them that they do us before, they will come to an end with it. Therefore, I know what's up. I don't think they know what's up because they think fucking asshole and pretend like they are not. Well, why did they bring in Obama to make laws for two same-sex for married? Why? You see what I mean? If you're not looking and see what these sodomite monkey offspring doing, you will keep on the same line of losing. Take up the truth. Get out of the church. Because no Jesus, no in there. There's nothing in any church. Church was not in the BC era. Let me go on and say this here. I have 20 minutes to go. Elohim Kingship Symposium Order, AD Gay Forces Invasion Out Gaza. Palestine. No more stay in this civilized West settlement by uncivilized hominid monkey gays. Get out, that are saying. Okay? Because that's all we have. And the time would come when you must go where you come from and stop enjoy what is not yours. Okay? You can take down a few of us to go make them fuck body, but they were not created with blood to create to fuck body. Right? You come along and you deprive our people of the good life, and some of them give in, think that, okay, it's okay to fuck body. It's not true. Here we go. Yeah. There are the characters, the Bible Genesis 19 character ID attack, the West attacked the West sapien. Yes. And demanding honor sex of his two visitors. That's what they were going to Lot for. Yes. He says, yes. Where we are. He says, no more. No more. He says, okay. These are the characters, the Bible Genesis 19 chapter ID attack. The wise sapien. They attack the wise sapien. And demanding honor sex of his two visitors. See what I mean? They brought with them the little city of gay settlers to participate in the honors. Sexual, the gods cast blindness upon them all. In 63 BC, they invaded Palestine under alias name, Roman Republic. They scam Roman name off the Roman king Tarquinius, Rome city, Italy, in 509 BC coup. Now, being Palestine, author of book, whose land? A history of the people of Palestine. This is a book, right? A history of the people of Palestine by James Sparks wrote, and I quote, the stage by which Rome had come to a direct government of the land wait a minute. Yes. the stages by which Rome, so them call themselves, right? But they are a crook. It's not their name. It's ours. Yes. So now, to see what they did after they overthrow the king in Rome, they came 63 BC, right? And he said, this stage, this guy, James Fox, is writing about what happened in the land of Kenya and Israel. He says, the stage by which Rome, which is the white people, them, you know, European them, you know, call themselves Roman. Yeah, the stage by which Rome had come to a direct government. You hear this? How can they become government when there's a government sitting here? They couldn't make government. They couldn't talk or nothing like that. These are the things we're supposed to know. These are monkeys that never speak anything. Read the history and find out. Okay? But the stage by which he come to a government, false, created government. This is not a real government, but that's what these homosexuals say. They are a government of the land. Faithfully reflect the traditional method of her imperial expansion. Hear that? All right. This is James Sparks writing this. Her hand was far heavier, as well as far more efficient than had been that had the than had been that Dan was heavier as well as far more efficient than had been that had been that of than been that of previous, right? So their wickedness, you know. He said her hand was heavier as well as far more efficient. See, because they steal our military, and that's what they're using, than had been that of the previous imperial rulers of the country. Israeli forces launched large incursion into Gaza overnight. Listen to this. I have much than need to prove Elohim gods on earth doing large kingship, government, jurisdictional civilization establishment of the first to set up on earth when Europe settlers of 1.5 million years ago were still hominid primates, apes, doing stone tools and mute grunters. That's what they were, man. Okay? So it is our blood they're using right now against us. That state never elevate. That state never elevate to civilize humanity. Never. Okay? Their crossbreeding get them to become homosexual. They ain't going to be any better than who they are. Yes. They never come to humanity. They get it from our blood, man. Or did it? Of course, they never did. Explain it. If you think that they were human beings, explain how these white people come to be human beings. Explain it. No, that never happened. at the they leave. It never happened. They leave Africa into Europe, their existence, 3 to 4 million years ago, man. There is unanswered. There is unanswered question for the leap out of hominid apes to become civilized white skin civilization management, right? Yeah, it don't happen like that. But nobody here is coming out and lay the thing out. But I am, though, and others will come after. I think, sure, there is an answered question for the leap out of hominid apes to become civilized white skin civilization management. It would not happen. It cannot happen. And it has not happened. These are homosexuals, and they are not human beings at all, at all. Human beings are not homosexuals. Explain that. A large summer history explains the God's existence that create the mixed blood hybrid human, their image and after their likeness, under kingship. Under kingship, order here, expel gays or the gods hand it. Okay? That's what it is here, my friends. See? See. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I hope that you have heard something, and may you take good care. Let's see here. Let's see here. All right. Now, let's get back to here. And I think I can do a little thing here. All right. Take this out. Take him out like that. Okay. And I think that's good. All right. My friends, take good care of yourself. The truth is the truth. And just hope that we will get it together. Okay. And know that nothing else is going to work out for us unless it is the truth that is being hidden. Okay. And you just cannot be afraid of the truth. Take good care, and I see you next edition.
Oh, my God. So this is the blood pressure one you've been taking.
Yes, yes, yes.
When do you take it?
At night. At evening, at night.
Okay.
Evening time.
So when you check the pressure.
Yes.
In the evening.
Yes.
If it's high.
Yes.
You take this.
Yes.
So have you taken it today?
No. Take it. Let's see. Yeah, this morning. Yeah, this morning.
So how you know this is this morning?
Because this one, I wrote this one down last night
mm-hmm.
when it was good,
mm-hmm.
and leave this space. See that space here?
Mm-hmm.
That space here should be in the morning, right? So I just write this down for last night in the evening,
mm-hmm.
and this morning I write this. This is what it was. This morning.
So that means you took the pill this morning?
Yeah.
Okay, so you already took for today.
Okay.
So you can't take anymore.
Okay. So I can't take it in the morning now?
You take it in the morning. Whenever you would normally take it, but
mm-hmm.
now you're going to take two
okay.
of this.
Jeez.
And no more of this.
Okay, so put it out of sight.
I'm going to take it so you don't
put it,
get mixed
put it out of sight.
Yeah. And let's see. It's, you know, because when you tell me you're having to drink the water to relieve the pain,
yes.
yeah, that tells me that because this drug is forcing your kidneys to make you pee.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not good.
I pee a lot today because I drink all
because
the water.
You took this and you took this.
Yeah.
This is what's making you have to pee, and then your body is losing the fluid. And then you're having to drink a lot of water.
Drink a lot of,
yeah.
So
this is not good for you. And I had a feeling from he prescribed it. It
okay.
wasn't the right thing.
All right. Cool. Yeah, so that's good thinking, man.
So what did you write?
Take two.
Yeah. Take two. Mm-hmm. And I'll hold on to this, but I don't think you're going to go back to taking this again.
Yeah.
Yeah.